The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Back in November, the blogosphere was foaming over Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, who had decided that for his unofficial swearing-in, he would use a copy of the Quran instead of the Bible. Representative Virgil Goud of Virginia led the charge, even declaring that immigration laws should be changed to keep Muslims out of the country. Of course, that wouldn't have worked in Representative Ellison's case, since he traces his U.S. ancestry back to 1741, when immigration for some foreigners was, shall we say, compulsory. However, it's all right now because it turns out that this was not just any Quran. More after this. When Representative-elect Keith Ellison announced he would use a Quran for his unofficial swearing-in, he was scolded by critics who said that the only appropriate holy book for a swearing-in is the Bible. The implication was that his decision was somehow un-American. What the critics apparently didn't know at the time was that Representative Ellison would be using not just any Quran. No, his Quran would come from the Rare Book Division of the Library of Congress. It's housed in the Rare Book Division because it was once owned by Thomas Jefferson. Yes, Thomas Jefferson's Quran. It shouldn't surprise anybody that Jefferson owned a copy. His library had 6,400 books, largest collection in North America at the time. It became the basis for the Library of Congress. So the fact that Ellison found a copy of the Quran there probably won't change anybody's mind, any more than if the gay lobby had found Jefferson's copy of Heather Has Two Mommies. But it reminds us that the men who founded this country really meant it when they talked about freedom. Jefferson owned the Bible, too, of course, but he edited his copy to remove a few little things like Jesus being the Son of God and that part about rising from the dead, which I guess would explain why he's never been a guest on the 700 Club. He also started that war on Christmas thing with his ideas about separating church and state. What a troublemaker. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, January 4th, 2007.